This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers in the impeachment trial are arguing that the push to remove him from office is politically motivated and unconstitutional. Sagar Magani has more.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting hauling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. health officials are expanding their checks of international travelers for signs of a worrisome new virus from China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
So far, he says, there are 5 confirmed cases of the new virus in the U.S.
Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus. But I want to emphasize, that does not prevent us from preparing and responding.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more, what they call quarantine stations, around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
VOA News.